You're fired!
Uh-oh, you know what time it is.
Woo, woo, woo!
Okay, second episode of Botch Talk. How's it going? I'm Charlemagne.
I'm Vic Flair.
Ooh.
Yeah, damn.
And this is, this is our second episode. We got a lot going on today. Vic, let them know.
All right, guys, we do have some SummerSlam answers. We have some Raw answers. We got some predictions coming along. Get down to the get back.
Yeah. Know?
And then we also have a little bit of games for you later on during the show, guys.
We have a game going on for tonight's show.
Time to play the game.
In this game, we will have four special guests. Vic, should we inform them on who the four?
No. They'll find out who these special guests
are. Keep listening, and you'll figure out who it is.
Fucker.
We're starting off Raw, dog. Okay. Raw is raw. All right, Vic. You want to start it off with some SummerSlam? How'd you feel about it, first off?
I thought it was good. I thought the SummerSlam, it was pretty tight. They had some good matches. I expected more, though. I did expect more, and I always do. That's just who I am. I always expect more.
No.
Yeah. They feed
me more, you know what I mean? Give it to him. Let him feel
fucking
it.
Feed me.
Suplex him into more.
Like I'm an African child, guys. Feed me. All right, so I thought it was cool.
God. Okay. Well, okay.
I thought it was cool. Like the way they started off, I think was pretty cool. They did have like the Randy Orton versus Sheamus match. The Sheamus match, which was pretty good, I would say, for Randy Orton.
Yeah.
It wasn't a headlock match. What we talked about last week, how Randy Orton's a headlock guy. It wasn't a headlock match. I thought it was great. You know, he tried to get his RKO on. I do like... Sheamus is actually starting to grow on me. He asks if we're not entertained, and he's actually entertaining me.
Hey, so. Ask me one more time. I will answer you.
Are you not entertained? Oh my God, guys!
Are you not entertained?
I gotta quit the shit.
I don't know, Sheamus. I'm a little entertained right now.
All right,
good win.
That was good. Sheamus ended up hitting him with two bro kicks. He did one right to the turnbuckle, ran to the ropes, came back, hit him one more time, hit him with the pinfall. 1, 2, 3. Are we gonna have a burp in every podcast? Are you burping?
Most likely, I will give out a burp or two.
He's drinking every podcast, guys. It's making me start work.
I'm a little bit country.
All right, so but it was pretty good. It was cool seeing Sheamus get that win because it bumps him up a little more because he doesn't really have anyone behind him considering the fact that he is the Money in the Bank winner. So it's pretty tight seeing him actually becoming like better.
1 out of 10.
I give it a 5.
I give it a 3.
I was expecting
it's the same match.
I was expecting a 3. I'll give it a 5.
What's the next match, baby?
The next match was the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Championship match.
Ooh, my favorite.
Great match.
Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
High intensity.
You have proven me wrong. You have proven me wrong. New Day did win the Tag Team Championship.
I was going
for the Lucha Dragons, but unfortunately they didn't win. But New Day did come back. They did kill it, and it sucks to say, man, because my opinions change every day, but I'm starting to like the New Day just as much as you do.
Who the fuck is not? I love the New
Day.
They're getting
good, man. It's crazy, because when I first heard of them, I thought, like, dude, this is one of the stupidest gimmicks, and it's honestly working out really well, because they're so stupid that people actually like them.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is. They're so stupid.
They're purposely stupid, and I love you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I love Big E's new dance.
Big E.
Looks like he's
dancing like he is a male stripper.
Shaking the ass, cradling the balls.
I love you, big boy.
Big E, Big D.
I like it.
You like it?
Big E, Big D.
Big D.
I'm sure he used that as a pickup line. I'm Big E. I got Big D.
All right, that was.
He probably clapped it.
It was a really good match. They had a lot of I guess you can say high flying because they don't really do high flying anymore. But that would be considering high flying. They
it
do
was
a lot
really
of cool
good
stuff
high flying.
When they, that drop kick, that
Ooh.
When
the Rey Mysterio lookalike motherfucker, or was it Sin Cara? Whatever.
Okay, when Sin Cara went to go ahead and fly off in between those ropes, and he got drop kicked, I believe, from
one of the bullfuckers.
Los Matadores, Los Bean Burritos again. But it was a good match. It was cool to see New Day come back with the win and have tag team championship matches. But not for long.
Uh-oh.
Because you know what happened on Raw, but we'll talk get to that later.
Yeah, let them know. If you guys missed Raw, by the way, you fucked up.
Yeah. The Raw was better than SummerSlam.
And yes, I agree.
The next match, I believe, was Rusev and Dolph.
Stupid match.
The match was... It was
the way it ended was terrible.
I don't know.
Do you think it was botched?
Was it what?
Was it... Let me say it one more time, people. Vic Flair. Was the ending of the match botched?
Botched!
Let me hear it again.
Botched!
One more time, louder for the people.
Botched!
Oh, God. I just did it. I just creamed.
He did. He made me do it. Goddamn, boy. Everybody know that.
Okay. So was it botched at the end?
Yeah, it was a shitty match.
Remember how it ended?
Explain to me. I want to make sure you know.
The count out. Remember? And then Dolph Ziggler gets up at 9, and then he, like, gets to the ring, but too late.
Yeah, I feel... See, if they were doing that count out, they should have just made them both completely knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having someone that could have almost won, didn't win. Because now you know what they're going to do is they're going to fight again at the next pay-per-view.
Can't wait. I'm not sick of it at all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I feel like... And
I was being sarcastic.
I feel the reason why these matches aren't that good, and it sucks because Rusev is such a good, like, wrestler. He is. But there's not a good storyline every time when it comes with Rusev. When it comes, like, it's always the same shit. Like, I don't know what he's fighting for. Like, it doesn't explain. It's
for
he's
Lana.
Not fighting for
he's
his
fighting
country.
For that Lana.
Okay, but it's like, obviously that's been dealt with. Like, she left him a long time ago, and now this shit's just happening. I don't know. It's stupid. I don't like it at all. It's kind of dumb. Then we had Stephen Amell and Neville versus Barrett and Stardust. I didn't watch the match. I left.
We did not. We left. Yeah, I didn't watch it. I heard it was pretty stupid, actually.
That's a shit match.
From what I heard, I didn't even look at the highlights. Didn't care. What does it change?
I think it lasts like 2 minutes.
It's like me in the bed.
If anyone really wants to hear about that match, then don't even watch WWE. Then we had The Miz versus Ryback versus Big Show. And I came close. My prediction was close that Miz would sneak around and
close,
try to win that title.
But no cigar.
It was close. He at least did what I said he was going to do. I said he was going to try to steal the win, didn't I?
Yeah, and that was the only entertaining part about the match. Was
but
him
then
trying
he
to steal the
tried
win.
To, he did like 10 pinfalls in a row, and that's when you knew, like, okay, he's not going to fucking win this title.
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought it was a good match. It was generic, but it was a pretty good match. It was cool seeing Ryback hit that shell shock. Did he hit it twice?
I don't remember. I didn't like the match, honestly.
No?
1 out of 10.
1 out of 10? I give it like a 3 or 4.
I give it a 2.
Yeah. Those matches weren't really too great because you kind of already knew who was going to win because he didn't really hold the title for that long, I guess.
Ryback wants to ride my back.
I believe the next match was Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. I was expecting the heel turn.
Zero
from Roman.
Heel turn. The thing is, we were watching it, and at the end of the match, we kept seeing Roman look at Dean Ambrose, and we're like, "Oh, this is where it's gonna happen."
Because he was looking at him.
Yeah, and he kept looking at him, and we're like, "Oh my god, are you gonna turn yet?"
And then he hit that turnbuckle where he was like gonna do the Superman punch, and then. Dean Ambrose was standing right on the ropes or whatever, and he looked like he was going to go straight for Dean and knock him out. And he was just looking at him. I feel like they might have something going on.
They
got to
do it sometime
soon.
Yeah,
they're doing... A heel turn is... It's a coming, bitches. It's a coming.
Oh, God.
All right, yeah. But, yeah, it was good.
I got to stop burping. I apologize, people, for...
You're burping after every match, dude.
Yeah, let's go.
And we had the Seth Rollins versus John Cena. Great fucking match.
And then WWE happened.
Yeah, WWE happened.
Great match. WWE happened.
WWE didn't happen. John screwed John. That's basically what happened.
J&J.
J&J Security.
We put it together, WWE. Yeah,
I called it. J&J Security is going to somehow fuck this match up. It did fucking happen. John Screw John, guys. All right, but I do like Seth Rollins. Like, he is one of my favorite wrestlers now.
Yeah,
he killed it, man. He did a great. I'm not liking the white, though.
I like the white.
Looks like fucking.
He looks like he's a fucking champ.
He looks like he belongs in the Tron movie.
He looks like he belongs in a goddamn museum of champions.
No.
In the Hall of Fame.
It was.
The Hall of Fame.
Wasn't that good?
It's a new day.
Oh, it was great. I don't like the fucking suit. The suit was okay. But the match was amazing. He ended up winning the World Heavyweight Championship, and he is the United States Champion. Now, I feel like it would be kind of cool if they somehow collided both those belts and got rid of that. Yeah,
that would be stupid. Why? Cool.
Because then they can
you can
put,
never
like, some sort
fuck
of a,
up the they, WWE they Championship.
Can put, so, okay, they're not put, fucking you, it up.
What is it going to be, the WWE United States Heavyweight
okay,
Champion?
Okay, so what is he going to do God. Now? Is he going to defend one title against a mid-carder
I'm
and lose
telling
it?
You what's going to happen, and I'll explain that to you after I talk about Raw.
I feel like what's going to happen. The only thing that could
I
happen
know
is Sheamus could cash in and win.
No, and I will explain how that's going to work out.
All right, well, let's go on
you
to
wait,
the next
boy.
Match because you're pissing me off, boy. And then we had a Team Bella versus Team BAD versus PCB.
Team, I did not watch the match.
Team IDC because I don't care. Going on with the next match. It was Cesaro versus Kevin Owens.
You know what? The match wasn't even that good.
It wasn't.
I was expecting it to be better.
It was a SmackDown match. I guess I really don't have nothing to
you
say
you know why
about
they
it.
Did that? Go to the Undertaker match and I'll explain why.
All right, well, we're here. Brock yep. Lesnar versus The Undertaker. All right, it was a
great match.
Great match. Undertaker.
And then WWE happened.
Then WWE happened. Vince screwed everybody twice in his
Vince
pay-per-view.
Was like, it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm going to give you the biggest middle finger I can.
Yeah, pretty much, because he screwed us in both fucking matches. And, yeah, this match was sick, though. He was F5 twice and he kicked out, which was tight. Undertaker tombstoned him. He kicked out. It was pretty dope. He did the dopest choke slam by far. So high in the air. It was the greatest choke slam. It kind of looked a little botched, but the botched made the choke slam. It made it look so tight. I think these two, like, colliding together all the time. I would watch this match every fucking Raw.
Undertaker looked winded.
You see that face? The laugh.
The laugh. The Undertaker laugh.
You had Brock Lesnar laughing, and then Undertaker went ahead and decided to join in on all the giggles.
Hey, Vic, let him know how the ending happened.
So pretty fucking much it was Vince screwed everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We had Undertaker in a submission move. He was in the Kimura lock, I believe is what it's called, but yeah, he put him in the Kimura lock, and the bell just randomly rings or whatever, and then the referee looks over at the timekeeper, and he's like, what are you doing? That's not your job to do that. Why are you doing that? And the timekeeper, I guess, saw Undertaker tap out, and then I guess the match technically wasn't over. Undertaker hit a low blow on Brock Lesnar, got him in the Hell's Gate, and what ended up happening there, Charlamagne?
Brock Lesnar did not tap out. He passed out with the finger in the face of the takey.
Okay, yeah,
in,
that makes it.
In the
yeah,
taker.
He straight up flicks off Undertaker and holds it out. What I thought was really cool of the match, he did pass out and Undertaker ended up did winning the match or whatever. I do believe Brock Lesnar won the match though because he did tap out first. What I thought was really
Brock
tight,
Lesnar did not tap out first.
Huh?
You mean Undertaker tapped out first.
That's what I'm saying. I think Brock Lesnar won the match.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. When he F5 Taker through the announcer table. That was
the
tight.
Announcer table.
And
yeah,
luckily
pretty cool.
It was the Spanish announce table.
Sorry, French dudes. You were not
was
chosen.
It the French?
I think it was French.
Was it French fries or bean burritos? All
right. No. He F5'd them. He have to buy him through the Spanish announce table.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why the John Cena and Seth Rollins match was set back so far behind was because why the fuck did the ring? What is it? The ring? Or timekeeper? What the fuck? Don't drink, kids. The reason they had it set back was why did the timekeeper not do anything when John Stewart came out for the John Cena match.
and hit, what's his name?
Yeah.
Because he saw that, obviously.
Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, you didn't do shit.
Fucker.
You see a old man tap out. I don't know how you even saw that from your angle. If the ref can't see, how the fuck did you see it?
He saw everything else, though.
Ay. Mamacita. So.
Horse shit.
1 out of 10 for SummerSlam, Vic.
I give it a 6.
I give it a 4.
Really?
It did not live up to expectation at all.
I thought it was...
And the thing that I'm really mad about...
Is that Kane didn't fucking return?
Where is Kane?
By the way, no, Charlemagne
is being a
big old vet.
No.
Not shaving his head because of the fact that Kane did not return.
How about this? You guys, we will post a picture on our Instagram... And it will say, should I? That's all it's going to say, should I? Big letters on Instagram.
Everyone, please agree.
If we get 50, if we get 50 fucking likes on that picture, I will shave my head.
And that is a deal?
That is a deal. And I'll shake Vic's hand right now. You heard the slap. That was not my balls this time, I swear.
Oh, mom.
Okay. All right, you want to start talking about Raw? Anyway, right. Yeah. I'll shave my head if you get 50 likes. 50 I need
likes
50
on
likes.
The picture.
In 48 hours. All
right, we'll post a picture of us on Botch Talk. If we get 50 likes on that picture, you shave your head.
Okay, and the caption will be, should I?
Yes, that would be the caption.
Okay, there we go.
Everyone go and like the fucking picture right now.
Okay, no. Raw, last night. I'm not gonna lie, I watched half and half. I was kind of busy. But...
Not a true wrestling fan right there.
The biggest fan ever.
Psych.
Saw the beginning. Paul Heyman, great promo.
Great porno.
Yeah, no shocker on the promo from the PH. The Paul Heyman. The Paul Heyman. Give it to him. How many suplexes, Vic, here's a trivial question. How many suplexes did Brock Lesnar give Bo Dallas?
I believe it was 6 suplexes.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I watch Raw.
Yeah,
I watch Raw.
Right. You did. We also had a great... unexpected surprise.
We did?
After that, we had a match. It was the New Day against the Lucha Shitheads.
Lucha Burritos.
The Lucha Mucho. It was kind of a pointless match. It was actually really entertaining, actually. But, I mean, we see the match so many times. I'm loving Xavier Woods on the trombone. He can trombone me anytime. But we did have a surprise return from... I think it was 9-time WWE Tag Team Champions. Oop, there's the video. I believe it's 9 times, because if they win one more time, it would be 10 times. Yep. And who was it?
Can you just play the song?
The Foxy.
I think that's a different song.
Whatever. It was the Dudley Boys. They came back, and they cleaned house with the New Day. Can't wait for that match. I know it's going to happen at Night of Champions.
It was a... I'm just saying. Dudley Boys came back. 3D'd them.
Ooh.
Through a table.
When Bubba Ray looked at the crowd. And he said,
I don't
like
the fact that he counted.
Two.
That
so everyone could do it at once.
Yeah, but it just... Like, the crowd isn't stupid. They know they're going to fuck... What the fuck they're going to say.
Some kids are like, what the fuck's he counting for, Daddy?
Kids don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Why's your shit, children?
Why is my grandpa out there? All right.
Hey,
Michael Cole's like, oh my god!
Yeah, okay. That was a horrible Michael Cole. How'd you do it? Do it again.
Oh my god!
That sounds like if Paul Bearer just walked into Undertaker and Kane blowing each other.
Oh my! Alright, we had Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus Luke Harper and Bray Wyatt.
Okay. I don't even care about the damn match. Who the fuck is the big motherfucker?
WWE, please don't fuck this
the
up.
The main...
Don't fuck this guy up.
He can be so good now. Like, they can make the Wyatt family so much better.
So much better.
Now that they have this dude. And he's so... First of all, I think he's the biggest dude on the roster.
He's huge.
Taller than Luke Harper. I think Luke Harper is... How tall is Luke Harper? Like 6'9"?
Six up there.
He's high up there. And they have this dude. I believe he's a couple inches taller than him. He's thick as hell. He's so damn strong. He's probably...
I think his name is Girth. Because he's so thick.
Lord Girth.
Lord Girth, the black sheep. Sister Abigail. Girth. He's here. He's here.
All the buzzer
talking. He's gonna start talking on the next episode. I'm Girth.
What if he? What if he has a bitch voice?
I don't think he should talk. I think he could be the next Kane. He could be a beast.
Girth. I'm Girth, baby. He could be the next Kane. Once somehow the Wyatt family all separates and they're all alone, I think him being by himself, he can definitely be like a huge, like, freaking scary person.
Yeah, he's pretty.
I feel like they should do some sort of, like,
you know what Texas I liked about this Raw is there was not that much. Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Thanks, Dick. I think they should do some sort of, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing with him. Choppy, choppy, fine dog. But they should do something like that. Like, he should be some type of scary
Chainsaw
person
Massacre.
That wears, like, a skin mask or
dude,
something.
Dude, oh, yeah, because that's how he debuted. He had a black sheep fucking.
I'm just saying, dude, like.
I'm just saying, don't let him talk and let him fucking dominate everyone he gets in the ring with.
Pretty much Kane.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. What were you going to say, dickface?
Fuck, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Well, what the fuck was I going to say? You know what? Eat me. We had Miz TV with PCB. That sounds... No. Team Bella versus PC... No. Did you watch it?
To give them a chance, just to say...
It wasn't entertaining.
I think it was entertaining. It was. I think they're doing a lot better.
Oh my gosh!
To think that they're doing a lot better than they were before, I feel they are. I think the Divas Revolution, whatever the hell they want to call it, I think they are doing better. I do think they are taking just a little bit too much time, though.
I think it's stupid.
Because my shit breaks used to just end perfectly on time, and now when I go there, I have to come back and watch the rest of that damn match. You got Mike Dick, bro.
Alright. Mike Miz Dick. And then, yeah, I didn't watch it. I don't know if you watched it. Congrats
on... I watched a little bit of it. It was a pretty good match, but it goes for a little too long now. That's the only problem.
This is where Raw started losing me. Stardust, when he attacked King Barrett for who the fuck knows what.
He did that?
You didn't watch it?
I probably fast-forwarded through it.
Yeah, he came out, like, he was supposed to be teammates with King Barrett, and then he comes out and just, like, does his shit. I mean, it was stupid. John Stewart explains himself and he gets AA'd. Cool.
That's tight. That makes John Cena kind of at least look like he has some balls. Like he's a freaking. He could be moving towards like a heel, even though he's never going to do that, considering the fact that they just made a huge thing of him doing his 500th wish.
I hope he turns heel.
That would be cool. And the thing that I'm thinking about now, though, the Dudley Boys do the same logo as John Cena does. Did you think about that?
Yeah.
They put the 3D up or whatever, but John Cena does that every time he comes out.
Oh, so what? They're going to be the next Wyatt family?
I'm saying, do you think they're going to confront that? Or you think John Cena is going to switch back? Do you think John Cena is going
to
switch back
to Thug Life or to Word Life?
Not like necessarily, but that little hand logo he used to do.
Word Life. Wee oo, wee oo, wee oo. Wee oo, wee oo, wee oo. Wee oo, wee oo. Word lock. Hey. Chain gang. Soldier. John Cena. I'm coming for your wiener. How you doing, girl? You want to do this? I'm John Cena. I'm a Buddhist. I'm a do this. Hardcore. Now you want to do this?
I'm done. Okay. Moving on.
We had... Okay. I did not like this match, and it... The car, it looks amazing on paper, but it was not. I didn't like it at all. The 8-man tag team match. It was Randy Orton, Ryback, Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler against Rusev, Kevin Owens, Sheamus, and Big Show. I didn't like it because it's how many times have we seen it already?
See, this is the problem. The problem is that they have all these great wrestlers right now, and it seems so good, but they're just throwing them all in one mix.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking storyline to anything. Like, yeah, they have a storyline for the World Heavyweight Championship for the freaking... They have a light storyline for the Intercontinental. You know what I mean? They had something for the U.S. title, obviously, for John Cena. But when it comes to them, they don't have anything, like, for them hating each other at all. You know what I mean?
It's like individual feuds all in one.
Yeah, and it's like they should make it to where if they're going to do matches like that, they should have a reason why they're joining together to have that 4-on-4.
Yeah.
If not, they should do single card matches, and they should make them good matches. They should at least make one match some sort of like a false count anywhere match or something, you know what I mean? Like when it comes to one of those wrestlers. Do you not agree? You're sitting here looking like a damn idiot.
I agree. It's just... fuck that match. Anyway. That was a long explanation, Vic. Thank you for the viewers for staying awake during that one.
I know the viewers actually want to hear something about wrestling.
Hey, you want to hear something about wrestling? How about the ending of Raw?
How long have you been a wrestling fan?
18 years.
19 years.
Bullshit.
Have.
You have? Okay.
Yeah.
First match.
Yours was probably Undertaker and Mankind.
That wasn't my first match, actually.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were looking through that Attitude Era book, and I'm seeing
shit. How old were you during
that match? I was probably three. Oh, during the 1998, I was five.
You were five?
4 or 5, yeah. So how about that unveiling, huh? The statue unveiling for Seth Rollins.
I want to know what they did with the statue.
They didn't make a fucking statue.
They did. They showed it.
They did not show him as a statue.
They showed the statue, and then Seth Rollins knocked, and then they covered it up, and then he came in, dude.
It was probably a fake statue, Vic.
It was a real fucking statue.
Oh, my God. Show me a picture right now.
Are you kidding me?
Show me the picture right now. He's looking up the picture. As he's looking up the picture, I will explain, if none of you stayed awake because it was too late for your bedtime, they were going to unveil the statue for Seth Rollins. We had Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in the ring. Before they unveiled the statue, they were informing everybody in the WWE Universe.
They showed the whole thing.
Hold on.
They showed it from top to bottom.
That's got to be the fakest statue I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, because I guess every other statue doesn't look like that when it comes to the WWE.
Oh, fuck.
It doesn't look just like the Ultimate Warriors, I guess.
It doesn't look like that.
Yeah, it does. It looks
No, it doesn't. It looks fake. It looks like it was made out of plastic. I believe that.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Believe that!
You believe this?
Oh, nice. You know what? Seth Rollins is champion. I still can't get the picture of his dick out of my head.
You saw that.
I did. I saw the dick pic of Seth Rollins.
He did. Is that the picture he posted of the girl?
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
Anyway, so they were singing happy birthday to Vince with the WWE Universe, and then Triple H was like, he's going to be a little pissed. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Who was that? Is Macho Man here?
Oh, yeah. You guys ready for this?
That is one of our guests for today.
Hey, get out of here, buddy. Get out of here. No. Ooh, come on.
Close the door. Thanks, dude. Jeez.
I'm just here.
I told you to get out.
Oh, okay.
Get out.
Bonesaw is ready.
No, you're not. Just get out. Thank you.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
Well, that's one of our guests. He came in.
But that's one. Well, that's a spoiler.
Oh, shit.
All right, moving on.
Okay, so they had Seth Rollins. He gave a little promo shit. And then they unveiled the statue. And what was in the case, Vic?
A big old sting.
Stinger! It's Stinger!
It was Sting. And I thought, you know what, dude? You were 100% right on that one.
Hey,
you called it, and I was trying to
figure
out.
You owe me a beer.
I do. You still have to shave your head.
Unless we get 50 likes. If we don't get 50 likes, I am not shaving up
your
head.
I will make 50 different Instagram accounts and like it.
And you guys, tell me how to shave it. How short? I don't give a fuck.
Bald.
Oh.
He looks like Adam Sandler bald.
I do.
But yeah, it was Sting. It was pretty tight. You see Triple H like slowly walk out of the ring. Stephanie gets out too, and then Seth Rollins ends up getting his Stinger splash on him, thrown out of the ring. And Sting, I guess, is going after Seth Rollins. And it's going to be for the title. It's going to be the next pay-per-view at Night of Champions. It's going to be Sting versus
Seth Rollins,
yeah. And it's kind of weird that it just randomly happened. I want to see.
I'm telling you, I know how it's going to happen, Vic. Huh?
Explain to me.
This is what's going to happen. Seth Rollins versus Sting at Night of Champions. Sting will win. Sting will hold that championship until WrestleMania. Sting will then face The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Undertaker's going to win the championship, retire with the championship. And listen, this is what's going to happen. It's either going to be on WrestleMania or on Raw. It's going to be on WrestleMania or Raw. He's making funny faces. It's going to be WrestleMania or Raw. Undertaker will lay the championship down, show of respect. Everyone will applaud him. He's going to walk out. Sheamus is going to come out, cash in, instantly get the championship.
Who's he going to pin?
He doesn't have to pin anybody. It's a fucking vacant championship. He just cashes in.
So that's stupid. The last thing that Undertaker is going to fight, the last person that Undertaker
it's gonna
is
going to fight. It's going to be Steve. That's what everyone wants.
It's
going
to be Kane.
It's got to be Kane.
But yeah, it's going to be Kane, dude. There's no way. They're going to have brother versus brother. It's going to be both.
You want to bet on this?
I bet you. I'll shave my fucking whole beard off.
I'll make out with a man named Brandy.
You make out with a man named fucking Rick. I'll find a guy named Rick.
You can't find no Rick around here.
Rick?
Who the fuck names their kid Rick in our age group?
How about Matt? Let's look for a guy named Matt.
God damn it, there's a lot of them. Okay. All right, give me a good old glossy lip Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to bet me?
I'll shave my whole beard off.
That's stupid. No, I want more.
Why?
Because your beard can grow in like 2 days.
All right. Well, I'll fucking...
Shave your head bald. No. See? Because you're not confident in your prediction.
Fine. I'll shave my fucking head bald. All right,
I'm shaking on this shit. If Sting faces The Undertaker at WrestleMania,
I didn't say that. I said that Undertaker's last match will be against Kane.
Oh, so this is gonna be in the future. Fuck it. Fuck you. Anyway, what time is it, Vic? Do you think it's time yet? Do you think the people are ready?
It is time.
It is time, guys. Welcome.
Yeah.
This is the game show.
Welcome to trivia.
This is trivia with WWE superstars. We have four. Let me repeat that. Four WWE superstars with us today. We have Booker T.
This looks good.
Hello, Mr. T. We also have the current loser of Tough Enough, ZZ.
Hey, how you guys doing? I love all my baby gators.
Baby gators. We also have...
You know, I'm really happy to be here. I don't really have that many friends. You know, I'm just happy to be here. You let me on your show, and I hope that all my baby gators will hear me.
What are baby gators?
Those are my fans. Baby gators are my fans. They're my family. Everyone around the WWE universe that likes me is my family. I love all my baby gators.
We also have another one here. He is a legend. He is known as a savage man.
Ooh, yeah.
Macho Man Randy. Savage.
Oh yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
He's in the building.
Ooh, I'm out of the grave, ready to cause some chaos.
How you feeling, dude?
Ooh yeah.
All right, we have last but not least.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, you know who that is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, he's not going to shut
whoa,
up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We have Zach Ryder.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know it.
How's not being on TV going?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. NXT. Give you a little Rough Ryder.
You're Rough Riding these balls, bro.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, guys. All right. So, what we're going to do...
Those are our four guests. We're very, very happy to have them here.
Yep. And what we're going to do is we're going to choose one of the wrestlers, ask them a question, see if they can get it correct. I have a question here for...
What kind of questions are these?
Some dirty-minded questions.
Oh, dirty
minded. They're not WWE related, but we're asking these WWE wrestlers real quick. I got one for Booker T.
Okay.
What is a four-letter word?
Hey, yo, man, can I get a glass of water?
You need a glass.
A glass of water, please.
Wah wah wah. Is that? Yeah. Hold on.
I'm just saying, you have us in here. It's kind of hot.
Oh yeah, I'm sweating.
Can you get me my damn water?
Here you go. Okay, can I ask the question now? What is a four-letter word that ends in K and means the
sick?
And means the sick.
Booker, you gotta let me finish the question real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is a four-letter word that ends in K and means the same as intercourse?
I would have go ahead and say fuck.
It's actually talk.
You did not just say that.
Woo woo woo.
Okay. Vic, it's your turn. Who are you gonna ask?
All right, guys. I'm finally able to talk. Fucking A. Sorry, Booker T. Nothing towards you. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask my Zack Ryder, a little Rough Ryder right here. I got a question for you. I offer protection. I get the finger 10 times. You use your fingers to get me off. What am I?
Bro nuts.
I'm actually a glove.
Oh yeah.
You got that one, didn't
woo,
you?
Woo woo woo.
Okay.
Hey, give me a woo woo woo, Booker T.
5 times, baby.
No, give me a woo woo woo.
Woo. That's all you gonna get.
Oh god. Oh, this is a mess. This is the worst.
Too many people here. We're not gonna invite this many.
Give me woo woo woo. Woo 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 woo.
Man, can you just shut up?
ZZ, give me woo woo woo.
Baby gators. Woo woo and all my baby gators, baby.
Ooh, yeah. What?
I'm just gonna go ahead and say this. I'm gonna go ahead and take off. I thought you guys were like.
No, ZZ, stay. Nah, stay. No, I got a question for you. You're the next one. You're the next one. You're the next one.
Last question, guys. I gotta get out of here. My baby gator's calling me.
Shit. What word starts with F and ends with U?
Baby gators.
What word starts with F and ends with U?
Baby gators.
What word starts with F and ends in U C K?
Baby gators.
Come on, dude. Give me
baby gators.
Give me
I love all my baby gators.
Oh yeah.
Can you stop saying that?
Oh yeah.
What's wrong with my baby gators?
Alright, can you just answer? Do you have any other answer other than baby gators? What word
baby
starts...
Baby gators.
Alright, you know what? Fuck it. It was fire truck. Eat dick. ZZ, you can leave. I need Josh here. Josh, come on in.
You're definitely not my baby gator. I'm out.
We got Josh in the house? Okay, I got a question for you, Josh, just real quick.
Hit me with the sauce.
What is hard, 6 inches long, has 2 nuts, and can make a girl fat?
Woo, woo, woo!
No. Come on. Booker T, you know how to control this guy. You coached him.
Josh, can you?
Oh, okay. So you can't give me a real... Does anyone want to know the real answer?
After I hit him with a Rough Rider and the Bro Nuts.
Man, shut the hell up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. I'm just going to... The answer was Almond Joy. Almond Joy. Well, that's...
Baby Gators.
And here he is.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love all my baby gators.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys ready to...
I think it's time for them to leave.
Yeah, are you guys ready to leave?
Are you guys ready?
Are you guys ready?
Bonesaw is ready.
Then get the fuck out.
All right, guys, that's all we got for WWE trivia. Give me a round of applause. All right, then. Vic also has some WWE jokes to end
the podcast. Guys, it is time for the WWE jokes once again.
Let him hear it. Let him hear it.
Once again, you guys ready for this?
Oh, my God! All right.
So, these jokes, man, are insane. I'm trying to come up with some. And, they're kind of hard to try to come up with WWE jokes. I don't know if anyone
else... You guys don't understand. He spends his whole week thinking.
All right, here's one. You guys ready for this? If... Considering the fact this dude was technically a WCW wrestler, but if you watch WWE, you should know who he is. If Scott Steiner became a religious leader, what would his name be? Charlemagne?
It's got to be Big Papa something.
You're close.
Let me hear it.
Big Papa Pope.
Oh.
Yeah. You like that one?
They liked it. Wow. Okay. That's a first. You got any more?
Yeah.
You got any more?
I got it. Ready? All right. Here we go. Here's the next one. Why does Vince McMahon want to go to heaven?
Why?
No guessing?
No.
Because he has no chance in hell.
Oh, two in a row. He is on a roll.
Woo!
Way to go
today, guys. All right, and last but not least, let's hope this takes me over the top. Top. All right, you guys ready for this one?
Yep.
All right. Why was Bubba Ray Dudley fired from the restaurant?
Why was Bubba Ray?
Why was fired Bubba Ray Dudley
restaurant?
Fired from the restaurant. This one should be kind of obvious.
Why?
Because he told Devon to get the tables.
And you lost them, Vic. Oh, shit. There they go.
It's two shows in a row. Oh, shit, guys. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, should we end it with some shout-outs?
Yeah, let's end it with a nice shout-out.
I got two people. We got...
Go ahead.
PG.Kills.WWE. We got WWE memes, videos, news. He keeps you up to date. You not watching Raw, just go to the page. He knows what he's doing.
I'm just going to go ahead and say PG.Kills.WWE. I'm not going to lie. They're by far my favorite page.
Mm-hmm.
They have the dopest shit on here. They have the coolest. They have the funniest memes on there. They have a lot of cool shit from Tough Enough. They have some highlight videos on there as well. They just have a lot of cool stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a lot of cool relevant stuff. You guys should take a look at PG.KillsWWE. They're pretty sick.
And that's on Instagram. Also, check out this guy. Not WWE related. Sometimes he'll post WWE memes, but he's got the funniest memes, funniest fucking pictures, and real life situations going on in the world. It is _SkeetPuck_96. Yeah, give it a look.
All right, guys. And if you guys do have any questions or suggestions or anything you want to let us fucking know, hit us up on our Twitter at Boss Shock or DM us on our Instagram on Boss Shock or send us an email at BossShock@gmail.com.
Yep. And remember, we want some questions. We want some feedback. Send us whatever you want.
Let's get those likes so we can shave that fucking head of his.
Also, yeah, and that's how I was going to end it, Vic. We will post a picture up tomorrow, Thursday, on our Instagram. If we do get 50 likes, I will shave my head bald. And that will be the final
fucking
straw.
Wait for that one.
Yeah. But we will not get 50 likes. And I can
we
count
get 50
that.
Likes. I'm going to hashtag the shit out of that photo.
Okay, fuck you. So, on that note, this was World Wrestling Botch Talk Entertainment. You got anything to say, Vic Flair?
I I hope that people are listening. If you are, I hope that you guys definitely try to communicate with us, because we will communicate back.
Definitely. All right, you guys. And we got Josh, the new Tough Enough winner. You know what? On that note, we are out. Everyone have a great night.